Okay, this is InterCity Press's first podcast for today, Monday, November 1st, 2021, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We're covering more than 10 cases, but today is a hearing in the U.S. versus Ghislaine Maxwell case. Maybe the first one without a call-in. It's something that we've challenged because it seems like there's a lot of interest in the case and there's no reason to exclude the public. But that is, in fact, the theme of this podcast. On Friday, there was a flurry of motions in limine, mostly asking for things to be excluded and withheld. The government doesn't want the exhibits of the trial to become public. So InterCity Press, which has previously opposed this in cases such as U.S. versus Wigand, the famous ease marijuana case, put in a filing to Judge Nathan saying exhibits must be made public, there should be a call-in line, pose various forms of redaction to the motions in limine. But we don't have a response yet on that. In fact, it's not yet in the docket. We, you know, sent an email, as we've done other cases. But in the docket this morning is the following. Judge Nathan, responding to the flurry of motions, has said that there is a request for an in-camera hearing. That means in-camera means no press in public, regarding a VIC citing a federal rule of evidence 412. And so she's asked the parties what day they want to do it. But the question is, should that be secret? I don't know. All I know is that redacting, as the government did, an entire argument, argument number 10, doesn't cut the mustard. Saying in advance that exhibits will be withheld when they were ordered in Wigand by Jekoff to make them public in real time, the day that they're submitted, also won't cut it. And so there you have it. InterCity Press is going to cover this case quite closely with Song. Meanwhile, the United Nations, we put in questions about their sexual trafficking of peacekeepers to impoverished African nations where they with no accountability at all. Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General, covers up for them, has thrown out the press now more than 1,300 days that asks about it, and is currently virtue signaling in Glasgow at COP26. We'll have more on that, but for now, the two-minute drill. Matthew Russell Lee, Court Case Cast, to be continued.